Oh yes, we could invent a language and begin. It didn't work out. You know what? Because of Vinod. He doesn't know that language. And he doesn't want to put that much energy to learn another language. And we know you don't. How? Look at you and learning the language of mathematics. That's a language, right? Created by human beings. A very abstract language, right? A very sharp one. Language of precision. How come you don't know it? All of you. And all of you learned the basic. You were forced to learn the basic of mathematics. But do you know the language of mathematics? You want me to try to write something there? We all know things that will frighten you. You will be frozen with your first mathematics. So we realize that it doesn't work creating a language. We have to use the same language. But how? With an artistic distortion. Exactly, artistic distortion. Any of you have seen the painting of Shishkin? He's a Russian painter who is a very hard worker, and he has painted the pictures of the forest mainly, which you will be stunned because it's so close to reality. He died a couple of decades ago. If he was alive now, he would face the picture, the photography, which was not there. Now, you could have a silly teeny camera, which is nonsense, added to your phone and take a picture of that forest. Okay. Is it worth it that much? You have a correct, precise, exact picture, gigabyte picture. That painting is something else. Art is there. The choice is there, right? Something is there. How? Oh, you have seen it before. Let's go back to impressions. What did they do? They said, the hell with that copying stuff. I roughly put the colors like this, and it will give you, I will take a sharp, something like a knife, actually. Just put it like this, and I say, this is the sun. Some movement of a free hand with the yellow paint. Rough. No sophistication, but it's there. You remember, art is like that. This language is that. Art of poetic language is this. We say something, but we don't accept you to accept that. We demand that you think and you find what is there, because it's not at the surface. You have to dig in. Right? You said, remember this. Why? Because I want to go right, short to the point. Talk about love. But remember, when I say there is no, I mean except. And when I say the lips, I mean shore of the ocean. Remember that. So please, when we read the next paragraph, at least, do not forget this. He directly said, listen, when I spoke of lip, this lip, of course, it's lip, and to you it doesn't make that much sense. To Iranians, it will make more sense, because for us, lap is not lip. Lap is the edge. This is the edge of the table, we call it labiris. So lap is the edge for us, at the same time of being lip. And I said, when I say the edge, I mean the edge of the ocean, which is shoreline. And remember, I look bitter to you, because you are waiting I'm going to describe the essence of Tao, right? What's your expectation? A very romantic violin. That's the music of love to you, right? So, but you hear me doing a very harsh, strange noises. This is the name of the game. Means if I look bitter to you, it's not because I don't have good words to say. Because I have so many good words to say, therefore I'm quiet. It works like that. I am so sweet, but I'm facing you with a little bit of sourness. And I'm full of thoughts, therefore I keep quiet. One, I'm doing this because we want our face to be hidden from everyone. Because this is an exception we're talking about. Remember, it's not a rule to be taught loudly and clearly and sharply. I'm talking about the exception, and I don't want everybody to listen to me. Because that everybody is rude. And we are not talking about rude. Have you ever said that everybody should be in love? We know it's impossible. Do you know that it's impossible or not? Ah, that utopia that everybody is. You are not talking about stuff like that. That utopia exists. Where? The stories in the book, in the description, in reality, I don't think it's like that. Because if that was good, first of all, let's think about it. Imagine, on the earth, everybody, I mean every single person, is a copy of Nelson Mandela. I like that person. You change it with your beloved, with your fiancé. Okay? Now tell me, what's happening? What's up? Nothing happens. Everything stops. It's finished. There is no life, there is no future, there is no thinking. Of course, there is no war, there is no famine, there is no problem. But there is no nothing else. His existence, as far as we know, is a chance of becoming something and making place for the rest. Time is counting. Tick, 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 right? Nothing is permanent. How you were thinking about the permanent situation over there, right? Permanency is an illusion. Life is a chance of becoming something. And future, the best advantage of the future is that future is unknown. And future, without a doubt, will not be the future we imagine. It will be something else. That's other. What will happen 1,000 years from now? No matter what you think is nonsense, it cannot be that. Because there are the factors that will be here that we don't know. It's silly to talk about the end of existence in both ways. One way is the doomsday. Everyone is talking about it, right? Because it's a good tune. Who talked more about the end of the day, the doomsday, the Armageddon? Who talks about it more than everyone else?
Religious?
Religious people, yes. And?
Fundamentalist.
All the governments are talking about it. Politicians, then? The governors. Everybody who wants to control this universe believes that it is falling apart. And it's a tool of governing. If I noticed that none of you really is interested to listen to me for this long.
It's too fast, I would say. This is critical!
Then everybody listens.
That's how important
the society can do this to you. Every moment of my life has been a very critical moment of the human history. Honest to God, I was born in this middle of Second World War. Everything was in fire.
So it was the Armageddon. It never stopped. Just this. Everybody would say,
this is it! Everything is falling apart!
Let's put that aside. Nothing is falling apart. And thinking about the universe that everybody is in love, is the same nonsense. Because then everything will fall apart. This universe is not supposed at all, definitely I could swear on this, that this universe is not supposed to be homogenized. Nothing was created like that. I mean nothing. You cannot find two quarks. You know what the quartz is? Yeah, you have to know. When I started, my little bit of understanding of this universe was atoms, the atom. Then they went down, now it's quartz. And amazingly, in the book of somebody who is a physician, top physician, the best prizes, Nobel Prizes, and we read that these quartz, they have attitude.
Do you understand it? I mean, those little elements,
each are different. This is the reality.
Of course, they don't react very differently when they are compressed in this mug. But still, the quarks inside, they have the attitude.
This is what this universe is all about. So culture is not something to turn all of us to the copy of each other.
That is not it. That's the fascism, that's the, all of it. All those isms are made to paint the people the same.
We are not the same. The only thing we have which is the same is that non-physical existence of us. The breath.
Because we don't, we cannot divide the two breaths from each other.
Therefore we say all of it is breath.
In all of us, in we. So think about all of this, and he insists, it's a very long paragraph, I told you these are pity.
I could enjoy it much more than you because of the poetic language of it. But he insisted and said, listen, for this purpose, that this talking will not go to everyone's ear, I will say only 1% of it. One, because he's in Scrooge. Why does he do that? He knows that even if he says that all the 100%, and you're not listening, it doesn't work. And if you're listening, that 1% is enough. Because the rest is up to you. Remember that. Rumi's not going to leave your life. Neither me. I'm not experiencing your life. We give each other a hint. Because at the end of the day, of course, that monopoly of you is silly to think that it's me, me, me.